I see you. Monday. Jesus gets a series, week 2. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what he wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. What do you mean, if I can? Jesus asked. Anything is possible if a person believes, Mark 9:23. One of my least favorite parts of my job is counseling others, especially married couples. It's honestly not that I don't really want to help, I just struggle with a few things. First, it's hard when they tell me something really dumb and unhealthy that they do, to bite my tongue and not say, that's really stupid. Second, I want to fix things quickly and it's difficult when you realize that what took them years to break probably doesn't get repaired in hours. We all know that, but it's still hard to accept. But the third and biggest reason is because of how painful it is to hear others' honest relational pain. Nothing deflates a person more. I remember one couple saying, "My husband doesn't even really look at me anymore." When you hear something like this, it hurts, because we all know how it feels not to be noticed. Yes, it's painful, but we all need some good news too, and that comes straight from Jesus. He shows us, it's not about whether you're seen, it's about who you're seen by. So if you're struggling with the feeling of not being looked at by anyone, remember you're being looked at by someone who believes in you, and who can do anything. Anything? You want proof? Go back and read the daily verse one more time. Jesus says, "What do you mean, if I can? Anything is possible if a person believes," Mark 9:23. God sees you. You. And he can give you everything you need to keep going, even when others don't really see you. He sees you and is eager to give you everything you need. The strength, the comfort, even unexpected joy. Never forget that you are seen by the God of the universe. Why? Because he is completely in love with you. Yes, because God loves you. And he is looking at you right now, at this moment. Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Matthew chapter 9 verses 18 through 38. While he was saying this, a synagogue leader came and knelt before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her and she will live." Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Just then a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said, "your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed at that moment. When Jesus entered the synagogue leader's house and saw the noisy crowd and people playing pipes, he said, "Go away, the girl is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread through all that region. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him, and he asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you," and their sight was restored. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread the news about him all over that region. While they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed and could not talk was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the man who had been mute spoke. The crowd was amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "It is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons." Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." This is Romans chapter 7, verses 1 through 6. "Do you not know, brothers and sisters, for I am speaking to those who know the law, that the law has authority over someone only as long as that person lives? For example, by law a married woman is bound to her husband as long as he is alive, but if her husband dies, she is released from the law that binds her to him. So then, if she has sexual relations with another man while her husband is still alive, she is called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is released from that law and is not an adulteress if she marries another man. So, my brothers and sisters, you also died to the law through the body of Christ, that you might belong to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit for God. For when we were in the realm of the flesh, the sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in us, so that we bore fruit for death. But now, by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit, and not in the old way of the written code." Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.